Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I have started the journey of drinking electrolytes.
Oh, why?
Well, you know,
all the hiking you've been doing, all the exercising,
well, here's,
all the sweating.
Well, here's the thing. I am a huge water drinker. You know this.
Huge.
Huge. I'm a huge water drinker.
Like, you've been drinking water since... I'm just joking. I'm sorry. We don't do that here.
So I'm a huge water drinker, and Instant Hydration is the name of the electrolytes that I purchased. I just gave in to one of those Instagram ads.
Instant Hydration, if you are listening.
If you are listening.
This 57-year-old is looking dewy. That's how hydrated she is. She looking like a dewy little tree frog from the Amazon.
Well, listen, do you know Sean Johnson, the former Olympian? Johnson East.
No.
She's just this tiny little lady, and she married this NFL player that's like towers over her. They're just a cute little couple on social media. Well, she was popping up into my Instagram why you should drink electrolytes. Now, I never thought it applied to me. I was these people just need to be drinking more water.
Right.
But it's really not about the amount of water you're drinking.
Well, what's it about?
It's about getting the right kind of minerals in your water. So there's salt.
It's salty.
There is a salt ingredient, not table salt. If you're buying a really good electrolyte, they're not going to have table salt. It's going to be like just a really good mined salt.
Okay.
It's going to be salt with integrity. I have to say, it could be placebo. I don't know. Could be. But I feel like I feel better drinking them.
You're
drink one.
You look like you slept in the yard and woke up with the dew.
I drink one packet a day. Don't go overboard.
No. Oh, no.
But I have to say that I actually kind of crave it.
That's interesting.
So there you have it. What's your good day?
Well, Leanne, my good day, I believe, is probably your good day. It was Joey's wedding shower.
Joey and Emma
just had a wedding shower.
And I did a couples one so the guys could be included.
Me and Mallory were there with a bunch of their friends.
Yes.
Our friends.
Yes. And you know what I love?
One
thing that I could say that I'm passionate about. I love when people I love meet each other.
I know. You do.
I
had not met the mothers.
No,
like the mothers of your
MG?
Son's
yes.
girlfriends.
And you had not
I had never met
Jen,
their mothers.
Emma's mother. You had not met some of Joey's groomsmen.
No, I know.
So it's just fun.
It's fun to get people in the room.
Fun.
And you know, when you're celebrating something so fun like that, it's just the energy so good. Now, my role, the biggest role that I played in this was I made a playlist of their favorite music.
And you made some appetizers.
Yes, but mostly
also,
the music.
Also, let me just say this. That people might not know this about you.
Okay.
But you know how to throw in for a party as far as like getting stuff done and ready.
Oh.
Like people might think that you just stand in a corner and make people laugh. No.
Oh, no.
No, no.
There's more substance behind this beauty. That's right.
You know how to get it done. You're setting things up. You're moving things around. You're like making it happen.
We're cleaning up. We're throwing away.
Moving things around.
Listen, we do good parties together.
We do. And something also people might not know about you. You're not going to ask me, hey, can I put this over here or put this in the laundry room behind?
No
you're just going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'll remember where it is. If I put it in the wrong spot, you'll be fine because I already took care of it. we good.
You just take the lead.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know if people would know that about you, but when it comes to events and like a get together or a party,
sign me up.
You're all in.
But like, I will help you, but I will eat. So like, I will get both.
It's true. Listen,
bring maple or don't come at all.
One thing. Hey, listen. At our next event, we have decided that we are going to have a nice array. Well, no, it's not going to be array. It's only going to be maple. We are going to have a nice selection of desserts, but we are going to have maple cinnamon rolls because
we haven't gotten this far in our planning, but I do think I should have like a throne or something like candles or like a vigil.
Something.
Because the maple cinnamon rolls are just so special.
They are. Bring maple or don't come at all.
Don't show
up. And, you know, they have other kinds, but we don't mess with them. No, we don't.
Who wants that?
No, who wants that? Nobody.
You don't. Trust us.
What a cinnamon roll.
Trust me. Oh, what a roll. What a roll. There's lots of rolls you can have in this world, but what a roll. Tell me more about what you, because you're the mother of the child. Like when you, because I'm sure you had this moment where you're like,
listen,
pause, take it all in. What are you thinking about?
I'm just thinking about how you just wait. Oh, why? I cried last week. I don't want to cry again this week.
It's going to be a tender fall around
tender
here.
Autumn around here. Listen, I am thinking about these are the moments that you raise your kids for.
Yeah.
These are the friends you hope your kids have.
Yeah.
These are the people you want at the party.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the time. And I am now, because I'm 57, I am now at a place where I really do pause and recognize that, mm-hmm. you know, we're not guaranteed another day. We're not guaranteed another party. And, you know, it was just so special. And I just was like, you know what? These are the moments these are the moments when you are in the thick of it with littles at bedtime and showers and homework and running to ball games, you know. These are the moments that your time is, there's a payoff.
Right. Well, and it's like, I think those moments are, it's a convergence of all the people that like support Joey and support 100%.
You. 100%.
Because like as much as I love Joey, you know.
Yeah.
He left home.
I did not.
But you did not leave. So Joey kind of left my life, my daily, weekly life.
Yes, it's true.
And I love Joey.
Yes.
And when I'm with Joey, we have a fine time.
Yes.
But really, I'm supporting Joey through you at this point because you've been crying so much. And you've been like, man, I'm weeping. So like, my way to support Joey is to support you at this point.
It's true.
And to see Joey's friends come up from Columbus.
Oh, that's so good.
And to see the Breakfast Club, who also is such a good support for you. And Daryl's Amish family that supports him in such a beautiful, unique
way. Such a sweet way.
I love those moments to just see how we're all here for the same people.
Yeah.
And we all love these people in different ways and play different roles in their life.
Yeah.
But we're all here for the same thing. Yeah. And I love that part of those big moments in life.
Yeah,
I think it's so fun.
It's so good.
Hey, today we're talking about Stuff We Love Fall 2025 Edition.
What?
If you don't know, or if you're new around here, Stuff We Love is something that was actually born many moons ago.
Oh, many years ago. You were a child.
I was a child. I was but a mere child.
You were in your 20s.
I was in my 20s. Oh. Before Mallory.
We did something called Stuff We Love in Amish Country.
That's right.
So we made videos. Yeah. We made videos for a publication company. We could probably unearth some of those videos. But we did videos and we talked about places we loved that are still open.
Which is so funny. One of them, it was Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I came across a video on Facebook of us trompsing around Walnut Creek Cheese and Market being like, look at these beans, look at these noodles, look at this candy. And
listen,
things never change.
Listen, let's talk about food. Let's
talk about it right
because
now.
Because let me tell you, the Amish country noodles. So they have a nice selection of the egg noodles, of these noodles. We call them in this area, we call them Amish country noodles because they're just a deep, rich egg noodle. And there's a recipe that you can make for the Amish church noodles that are just so good.
Well, they're like
they're
hearty,
so hearty.
They're standard.
They're comfort food.
Yes.
And my Amish country church noodle recipe, you can put it in the show notes. Ready?
What do we say?
Show notes.
They're in the show notes.
Okay. That link will be in the show notes for Amish country church noodles. You can use that as a base for chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
And it's just so delicious. All you have to do is just follow that recipe and then add your veggies, like add your onion, add your carrots, add your shredded rotisserie chicken if you want to really take a shortcut.
Like, we talk about the maple cinnamon rolls a lot.
Yeah.
But there is no more, there's no more opportune time than the fall to have a maple cinnamon roll
with a cup of coffee. I don't know how you can beat it.
Yeah.
And it's the icing. It's that maple icing.
I know.
I mean, also, the English muffin bread.
Yes.
It's called like English muffin toast. Yeah. Like, it's perfect for toast.
It's round.
It's completely round. You can get it in cinnamon. You can get cinnamon raisin. Yes, you can get cinnamon cranberry. And you can get, I think, maybe cinnamon nut. But I love the regular white with no embellishment, no sugar, no cinnamon, no nothing. And it is the perfect size, in my opinion, grilled cheese if you are going to serve it, say, with tomato soup.
Support that. Okay. I support that. Hey, well, we're talking all about stuff we are loving right now. Or as one of our friends, I think it's Kendra Adachi, says, what's saving my life right now?
Yeah.
So, Leanne, what's saving your life right now? Give me some.
Well, do you want me to tell you about food? Do you want me to tell you about what I'm listening to?
Oh, whatever you want.
Okay. All right.
I got lists.
So in the food department, another thing you can.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You're just bossing me around the
show
notes.
It's
going
to be in the
show notes.
Is pumpkin bars with cream cheese frosting.
Mm.
Delicious. Now, you could call it pumpkin sheet cake or you could call it pumpkin bars, but it is a wonderful fall treat. It's not too sweet and just lovely.
Listen, this is your public service announcements to buy your pumpkin. We said it every fall.
We say
buy
it,
your pumpkin
we
now.
We say it every year. Don't come crying to us.
No.
If you go and they're out of pumpkin,
listen,
buy your pumpkin.
The week before Thanksgiving,
buy it
there
now.
Might not be pumpkin.
Yeah, buy your
buy
pumpkin
it now.
It's so true. It's such good advice.
Actually, one of our listeners from Cincinnati, Irene Mishy, she brought me pumpkin, organic pumpkin from Trader Joe's a couple months ago and was like, I'm stocking you up, Maddie.
That's so nice. Okay. Another thing I recently did on my Instagram that is it's a huge favorite in our house. And if you have kids at home, if you have a bigger family, it stretches. It is so hearty and so delicious. And that's just a good old pot of beans.
Yeah.
And now listen, I will tell you, Matt. You might be sitting there and you might think, do you really have to soak them? Yes.
Soak your
beans. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to rinse them off. Rinse them off really good. It takes nothing to plan this ahead.
Yeah.
Rinse them off the day before. Go about 2 inches above your bean line. Go about 2 inches above it.
Oh, I need to find my bean line.
Bean line. And then soak those for 24 hours. Soak them for at least 24 hours. And it will absorb. They'll take in all that water. They'll rehydrate. And it just makes the beans softer.
Love it.
Now, supposedly.
Are we putting ham hocks in?
Oh, pork. Well, I put a pork hock in the other day. But you can put ham bone, ham hock, pork hock. Yes. That.
What's a
actually,
hawk?
I'm going to tell you something.
Is it a hind leg?
Well, it's part of the pig that you can't really slice it, but there's meat on it. So yeah, I think it is. It could be the joint. Don't quote me on that, but it could be the part of the leg at the
like
bend,
the marrow.
at the bend,
yeah,
at the bend of the hip. But it just gives so much flavor. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to be brave enough to say,
okay,
if you're not going to put a ham bone,
this is your podcast.
If you're not going to put a ham bone or pork hock in your pot of beans, don't bother.
Yeah, don't come at all.
Don't
just stay home.
Don't bother.
Just stay home your plain beans.
Now listen, if you're vegetarian, that's one thing.
Well,
but somebody messaged me. Do you know Emily B. Trotter?
Yeah.
Okay. She messaged me and said, we don't have those in our town, ham hocks or ham bones. I was like, what?
Find a butcher.
I said, go to your butcher. She said, we don't have one of those either.
Find a butcher.
And I said, wow, that struggle is real.
Yeah, that's a real
because
struggle.
Because we are very, very, very blessed in our community.
We have great meat.
We have great butchers.
Cated Meats, if you are listening.
Cated Meats.
Even Shreve Meats. I love Shreve Meats.
Listen, we have great butchers in our area. If you don't live in a town with a butcher, I'm going to say move.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, I would like to also talk about food. You've talked about food long enough.
Yes.
Here's what we're eating. There's three things I want to talk about. The first one's a drink. Mallory, we have liked these Alani drinks.
Listen, Matt.
No, stop. Listen.
You always like drinks.
I do love drinks. Ride the wave
with
me, though.
All the fizzy drinks.
I love Alani drinks. Alani drinks are like, they're like a better for you. It's not like a monster drink. It's not that scary, but it's like a little bit of a boost. But Mallory's seen on TikTok where people are making them at home.
Okay.
So it's like, take those drink packets. So it could be like whatever drink, it could be your little liquid IVs or whatever.
Instant hydration.
Yeah. Any kind of drink packet. And you mix it with ice. You mix it with seltzer water. And she even gets a little bit of citric acid to make it sour, like a little tart. And we've been drinking those and they're just nice. Now, you tried mine. You didn't like it. No. I mean, the one that I have might taste like a melted blue Jolly Rancher. Yes, so if that's too sweet for you.
It's too much.
But Mallory made one for you that's more like liquid IV or hydration.
So good.
That's passion fruit and it's salty.
It's got a little salt in it.
I know, you like that. So we've been making these drinks. Let me tell you another thing we've been making. Our family loves a good wedge salad. Do you love wedge salads?
Yes, you gave me a recipe for a wedge salad, and I did it on TV. That's how much I like
it. We love wedge salads. They're so easy. Here's the part that I would tell you not to skip, though.
Okay.
So wedge salad, if you're not familiar, a wedge salad is you literally cut a wedge of iceberg lettuce, put it on its side.
Yes.
Or you could lay it on its back. I don't know. That's weird. You could position your lettuce however you'd like. And I like drizzling it with some balsamic like glaze. So we've gotten that at Trader Joe's. You can get it anywhere. And then we like to sprinkle it with like tomatoes, like little chopped up tomatoes, purple onion, blue cheese, bacon, sometimes hard boiled eggs and blue cheese dressing. And it is so
delicious.
Good. And you know what we've been doing with that?
What? Wait, you were going to say you don't skip what? Don't you say, let me
don't
say this. Don't skip the what?
The balsamic glaze.
Yeah. I agree
it's
with you.
It's so good. It makes a little tang.
They usually don't do that in restaurants.
It depends on where you go.
I do like the balsamic. Now, I don't want it too heavy with the balsamic. I just want a little hint.
It's just light. But you know what we'll do is we'll get two. So there's a family of five of us. This is also like a little bit of money saving hack here. There's five of us and I'll get two New York strips.
Yes.
And what we'll do is we'll make them.
Yep.
I have a special way that I make them. We'll make them and we'll cut them in strips.
Yep.
And then we'll just give everyone like
that's
a little row of
that's
meat.
It.
And we can make two steaks stretch for five of us.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I've been doing that when we have steaks. When we have people over and we have steaks, I don't get a steak for every person now. I used to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't do that anymore.
No.
I think these are nice sized steaks. I'll get a steak. Well, if it's the boys, I'll get Teddy and Joey and Daryl each a steak, and then I'll get one or two steaks if there's like four more people.
Right.
You know, especially a lot of women won't eat a big, huge steak.
Right.
Now some will.
Right.
But
and those are my friends, but your friends are the ones that don't eat. Okay. Here's another thing we've been eating. This is my last food one.
Okay.
Is Blue Bunny brand ice cream.
Okay.
Have you heard of this brand?
Yes.
Blue Bunny. Mm-hmm. They have a line of ice creams called Soft.
Okay.
When you get it, it comes in a container in the freezer section.
Like soft serve?
The texture is like soft serve.
Okay.
And our family has been loving that this summer. It's a little, just a different texture because ice cream at home is often just hard.
Yeah.
This Blue Bunny Soft is like a soft serve. And it's really good.
And it's
like
called that Blue Bunny Soft.
Blue Bunny Soft.
Blue Bunny. Blue Bunny. If you are listening, give this teacher house some vouchers.
That's right. Or like, you know, we have 700 kids at school. We'll take ice cream for 700.
Right. Now listen, I want to tell you about something that I made recently.
I do have one question.
Right.
Why is the bunny blue? We don't know.
I don't
know why the bunny's blue.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But here's what I like it
with. Yeah, do bunnies eat ice cream? No, they don't, but I don't get it.
Sliced peaches with soft ice cream is
good.
Like chef's kiss. Go.
Yeah, beautiful. Mine is, this is a simple, easy supper. Now, you're going to have to roast your pork, or you can buy some shredded pork at that store.
But we're not above roasting our pork.
No, you're not above it.
No. Roast your pork.
Roast your pork. Shred it. And then bake you some big old fat, beautiful baked potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Season them on the outside. Slice them open. Then butter them, sour cream them. Top them with that barbecued, pulled, shredded pork.
Praise.
And you can put cheese on. You could do a cheese sauce if you want. You can do some chopped up real fine kale or spinach, but it can be a whole meal. I did that recently for a whole meal for guests and everybody loved it. And it was, It was just easy.
Well, to that end, you know what's a meal we love? We started this when we went through our paleo phase. Is we'll you take a sweet potato, bake a sweet potato, okay. open face it on your plate,
yeah.
and put the pulled pork on top of it with wonderful. Barbecue. Yeah, and wonderful. It's like eat it as a whole meal because yeah. then you're not putting butter, sugar, all that other stuff, but on it's barbecue yeah. sauce. Lovely. And barbecue sauce with the sweet potato flavor is yum. Chef's
yes.
kiss.
Love
okay,
it.
Here's what I want to know. What are you watching right now? I know you watch Jeremiah and Josiah. Is that who it is?
Jeremiah and Conrad.
I just feel like it's Jeremiah and Josiah. Like it feels so like you're just
summer,
watching the Old Testament.
The summer I turn pretty. Okay, but I turn pretty. I have to tell you what it
what was. Year did you turn pretty? What summer was that?
I want to tell you. That's funny. Well, actually, I'm 57. I probably the
when
summer.
When do you think you were your prettiest?
You know, everybody probably has that. Okay, let's think about this.
Like when you just felt like I can wear what I want and eat what I want and I'm smoking.
Well, here's something very interesting. I think that if you have where you're not comfortable and happy with your body, every season of your life, you'll think that you don't look as yeah. good as you want to look. And now I look back at pictures and I think, oh, I used to think
yeah,
I was
that's
heavy
true.
In that picture and I look great.
Yeah, right.
You know, but
just
I would
like
say,
love yourself
I
now.
Felt, that's right. I felt like I was in my prime, like in my 40s, like in my early 40s. Really? I just felt like real good.
Really? Like I knew you then and I wouldn't guess.
Yeah. I felt real good. In my 30s, because of little kids, yeah. and you know, when you're just running around with little kids, I just felt like.
What about your 20s?
Well, my 20s,
you were like jazzercising and smoking.
I was, but it was so long ago. I don't really remember. Yeah, I guess,
fair.
I guess I was feeling pretty good in my 20s. Okay. I was exercising.
You were riding bikes on the interstate.
I was. I was wearing those leggings yeah. and the little high top Reeboks.
What year was that?
To aerobics. Step aerobics were real big. Yeah. That was in 1990.
Okay. I was 5.
I was in college from 1986 yeah. to 1990. Those were some good years.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Those were good.
I feel like my good years are now.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's great. But what were we talking about before you
asked me? It's hard to say.
Oh,
what are you
watching?
Josiah and Jeremiah.
Okay. No, it's Conrad and Jeremiah. Okay. So here's what I'm watching. I'm listening to this is a listen to slash watch because
yes, I have some books
because sometimes too, yeah. when you get into these documentaries, you will find that there is a podcast. Mm. So this is listen, you know that I watch and listen to true crime and I try to be careful these days because here's something that I've been reading and trying to be sensitive to. I just think you have to be careful with the exploitation of someone else's trauma and
100%
and devastation of their life.
Totally.
If now some of these podcasts that are coming out are really helpful to people, they I listened to one called Culpable and it is Christian Antiochio, I think was the last name. I'm not pronouncing that last name quite correctly, but it was the death of this young man who was, I want to say he was early 20s, had so much life ahead of him, was so talented.
And what's the name of the podcast?
Culpable.
Culpable.
Culpable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it really set a direction that changed the life of the podcaster because the podcaster now became, you know, a full-time podcaster and right. just never imagined that this story was going to do what it did. And really it's driven so hard by Christian's mom, and you just fall in love with her and her whole plight to solve the case of her son dying. And it was all just so, fishy, you know, you just know right from the beginning that this isn't adding up to what they had, the coroner had said it was suicide and it just really wasn't. But that podcast, as you listen, they really do tell you and talk to you about some very helpful things.
Yeah.
So I listened to Culpable and then I started listening to or reading and seeing some things about the Long Island serial killer. I know it sounds so
scary.
What
year was this?
It happened between 2000, I want to say between 2009 to 2000, 13 or whatever. Yeah. That these girls were disappearing.
That's horrible.
And what happened was one particular girl disappeared. And when they were trying to find her, this is wild. And this just goes to show you that one person just can make a difference. Mm. This police officer was training his cadaver dog. The cadaver dog was not even in the program.
Yeah.
And he decided to take a run along this road, Ocean Parkway in Long Island. He decided to take a run along that road and the dog picked up something and ended up finding the remains of this young woman. Wow. Who wasn't the woman that was missing that they were looking for. Then he decided, well, I'm just going to check around.
Right.
I'm just going to keep walking around. And within a mile found three more. And
no.
So, yeah. And so then there is a documentary on Netflix called Gone Girls. And it actually just came out in 2025. And it is about this whole story. And they have now, all these years later, Matt, all these years later, they have arrested someone. And it's because of DNA.
Did they confess?
No. I don't think. Now, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I mean, because if you just Google it, you'll see the pictures of them and who they've apprehended. And they literally know because of the DNA.
Right.
But they're not, I don't know if they're absolutely positive of how many.
Okay.
Because that at that moment with the cadaver, the man with the cadaver dog, they found the remains of four. And so they call them the Gilgo Four, because they were found at a certain area of the beach, all four of them together.
Wow.
And then they go on to find, I think there's a total of maybe 11, anywhere between 11 and 13, and I can't remember.
From the same person.
Yeah. So,
that's so sad.
So it really is, it's really fascinating. I do have to be careful how much I watch and listen, though, because it starts to like,
well, do you ever go, Mallory and I sometimes go, this isn't our life.
Right. Or I just say, you know, I need to watch something. Oh, I watched something else. Well, this is a good example. I was listening to that and I'm like, I need to watch something else.
Yeah.
And I watched the Thursday Murder Club.
I've heard about that.
It's so good. It's Ellen Mirren.
Yeah.
I love her.
I've heard that's
and
really
it's
good.
So darling.
I haven't watched that.
Darling. It's so cute. Yeah.
You know, we're not in a season where we're watching a lot of TV with kids. But here's what I'll tell you what we have been watching.
Okay.
This is going to be reminiscent of my Murder, She Wrote two winters ago.
Okay, I can't wait for this.
Because it's an old show that was part of my life.
Dukes of Hazzard?
Not that old. I'm only 40. But my family chose a family show. And it's called Family. No, I'm not that old.
Okay.
Family Matters.
Oh yeah.
With Steve Urkel. Do you remember that show from the 90s?
Is Steve Urkel still around?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a whole. We could do a whole podcast, a pop culture podcast. You know, I love a good rabbit trail, so I know what's going on with Jaleel White these days.
What is?
Well, Jaleel White struggled because he was written as a really ancillary character that popped in episode 12 of season one. See, I really do know about this. And he scored so well with audiences that the writers kept bringing him back. But the show was originally meant to be about the mom and the dad.
Okay.
And over the years, it turned from the parents and the family unit.
Into the kids.
Yeah,
I remember.
Into Steve and Laura, where even in season four, they wrote out one of the siblings and never really explained why she didn't show up in season four. And then it turned into Steve Urkel, and there was a lot of resentment against him because he became so popular.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of the cast resented him.
I bet he had a hard time finding work outside of that. Because people just had him as Urkel, and that's
it. He didn't do a whole lot of work after Family Matters. He was in like shows as like Law and Order shows as like a lawyer, you know, that kind of stuff.
What was it he used to say?
Did I do that?
Yeah.
And my kids are loving it. And it's one of those shows that has some moral compasses and
Is he struggling? Did he struggle?
I think he did all right. But the girl that was written out of the show, Judy, was the sister. Her name is Jamie Foxworth or Foxworthy. Jamie Fox, one of those. She really struggled. She got into drugs, alcohol, and online photos that weren't kind.
You know,
weren't great.
I actually think for kid actors and actresses.
Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. But I will tell you what we've been doing is we have been reading, and I have a couple books that I want to share with you. The first one I literally just finished. Our friend Kayla.
Do I need to read it?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have to hear me out first.
Was it scary?
A little bit. Oh. Our friend Kayla told me about this, and she's like, this is an intense book, so prepare yourself. And it was really intense. It's called All the Sinners Bleed by S.A.
That sounds scary.
S.A. Crosby. Well, All the Sinners Bleed.
Well, the title sounds and scary, it's about Kayla.
It is. It's about a black sheriff in a small town in Virginia who is dealing with a lot of racism.
Okay.
And it's just hard. It was just very graphic as far as like death. Oh. Nothing sexual, but more like descriptions of death and crime scenes. Okay. That was a little bit graphic for me. But it was a really good story. And I'll tell you the other ones that I've been reading. Just in case you're a reader, you could follow me on Goodreads. I do love Goodreads.
Oh, you do love a good read.
The Perfect Couple by Ellen Hildebrand.
Okay.
That is a Netflix special. It's about a family in Nantucket who has a murder happens at their wedding, the night before the wedding that happens. And there's a Netflix series. And I thought, maybe I'll read the book. After reading the book, I'm not sure I need to watch it. It's fine. But
okay.
It was good.
Okay.
Just Another Missing Person by Jillian McAllister was a great book.
I've seen this book and the cover. Yeah, and thought good. To myself, looks good.
And then here's the last one is Hidden Pictures by Jason Reculak. And Hidden Pictures is about it's written from the perspective of like a 50-year-old man, which is unusual. We don't get a lot of those perspectives, who was estranged from his daughter. And she calls him, maybe I've talked about this on the podcast before. She calls him and says, hey, I'm getting married. And she's marrying into like an Elon Musk type of family that like the dad is
I read this book. Yes.
And he invites her to the wedding and he uncovers all this stuff about this really famous and wealthy and prestigious family. Ooh, it was a little spooky. So yeah, I've been reading a lot. So
that's awesome.
Reading, not watching.
Listen, I will say, now that we are in the throes of fall, we are in fall now. It's official. We are in fall. Go outside.
Oh, it's a beautiful time to live in Ohio.
Go outside.
Yeah.
Because listen, we all know what's coming. Oh. So go outside. Oh. Go outside is my.
Huga.
I wish people could see.
Oh. Huga's coming.
That's another thing that's happening.
Huga.
Is we are getting video coming right now, actually. Yes, we're getting video.
Yeah.
And I wish people could have seen your face because it just looks so sad.
Oh.
It looks so sad. We know it's coming. So listen, before the snow starts to fall, go outside.
Get out. Yeah.
That deck.
Yeah.
Mount Hope Fence, if you are listening.
What a deck.
What a deck. What a place. What a deck. That deck has brought us so much joy this season. And I went out just recently on a Sunday and I sat there all afternoon with my feet in the sun.
What a deck.
And what a deck.
What a deck.
What a place. What a guy.
Okay. What else have you been like reading, eating, buying?
You know, I haven't really been reading as much as I've been listening.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that podcast.
Are there any foods you're having a thing over right now?
Yes. The pot of beans, the baked potatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, honestly, the truth is, I really am I am a sucker for the pumpkin.
You are.
I'm going to do the pumpkin stuff. I'm going to do the pumpkin whoopie pies. I'm going to do the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pumpkin pie is one of my favorite.
My mom makes a mean pumpkin pie.
She does. Pumpkin pie is just, to me, it just screams season, fall, you know, Thanksgiving, all of that. So I'm all about the pumpkin.
Okay, I have two more things that we've purchased that
I
love.
Listen, you can put it in the show notes. It's going to be in the show notes.
What if we did?
No, okay, listen, I got to tell you what's going to be in the show notes, though. Wait.
Wait.
The pumpkin creamer. The pumpkin creamer. Your wife gave me that recipe last year.
Did you put it on your website?
I don't think I put it on my website, but
yeah,
I have the recipe. I don't know how that will work. See, this is when we get Patreon. That pumpkin creamer is going to go right onto that.
Okay. When we say the show notes, can we do it in the same tune as the Love Boat?
The show notes.
Will be waiting for you.
The show notes. That's so good.
Oh, that's good. Because Let's Talk About Food reminds us of that one song. Let's Talk About Food.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, you
Let's
know.
Talk About Text, baby.
No, we're not that.
Let's Talk About Food and Me.
Okay, two things that we bought this fall that we're loving. The first one is Mrs. Meyer All-Purpose Counter Spray. Mrs. Meyer has a scent. I don't know if it's old. I don't know if it's new.
I'll tell you.
But it's the rain scent.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
And the rain scent, I saw this on a Disney person's Instagram. Okay. It smells like Disney lobbies of some of their deluxe resort, and it really does smell
like
that.
It's the multi-purpose cleaner.
It's so good.
It will be in the show notes.
And the other thing we bought this fall, listen, this is a sad day. The vacuum that we got for our wedding shower.
How long ago was that?
That would be 13 years.
Well, it was about
13 years.
It was time for it to go.
We had a shark.
Yes.
And we bought another shark because we loved our shark.
Shark. If you are listening,
we bought another shark.
Great vacuum.
We love our shark. I will link it in the show notes because it's a great, we love it. It picks up so much. And what was crazy is if you've ever had an old vacuum and bought a new vacuum, the first run, I was shocked how much we picked up because I was like, our old vacuum just wasn't cutting it anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well, I came in your house the other day and I'm like, wow, look at those vacuum lines.
That's right.
I love a good vacuum
you do.
Line. I do.
You noticed it.
I love the stripes. By his stripes, we're healed.
Okay. That's a little much. You like jumped over the line and took it to Jesus. I'm not here
I do love some vacuum stripes, so.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for joining us in this fall episode. We already talked about Let's Talk About Food. We talked about
the show notes. Hey, I just love that now.
I know, me too. The show notes. Remember at New Point when I worked at the church? Mm-hmm. I was a cruise director for a marriage conference.
That's right.
And I sang that song.
That's right.
I had to learn it because I didn't even
have a very good voice.
Well, thank you. I don't talk about it very much, but I did get a scholarship for singing
in
college.
Yeah, you do. Weren't you Beast in Beauty and the Beast in college?
This isn't the show for that, though. We'll talk about that someday. We should talk about, can you talk a little bit about why you're excited about Patreon and what we have coming here in the next few weeks.
October 1st is when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Patreon. And for those of you that are not familiar with Patreon, it's basically like a little subscription. Mm-hmm. It's a way that you can love and support us. If you love listening to this podcast, you do not have to do it, but you can do it if you'd like to. You're going to get a little extra things. One of the things that's going to be an extra, and it's going to be for both tiers, whether you would spend around $5 or around $10 to be on our Patreon, that's a monthly subscription. Both of those tiers are going to include first dibs on the email that goes out about our live events.
Yeah.
Now, why you want to know that is because our live events are super special.
Oh, they're so good.
We have so much fun. And the door prizes that we give, the door prizes alone make it worth coming to our live events.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So both tiers of Patreon are going to have first dibs on tickets to our live events. We're also going to have some special Patreon only merchandise where people are going to be able to buy some sweatshirts, maybe a sweatshirt that'll say bring maple or don't come at all with a picture of a maple
cinnamon roll. Oh, praise.
And then we have a special treat for the first, it's either 50 or 100 and I can't remember which, but the first people to sign up for Patreon are going to get a really special, beautiful, tea towel, like a dish towel to dry your dishes with. And it's a really good brand. It's a really nice tea towel. They retail for like $14.99. They're really nice. And we are going to give the first, 50 or 100 people that sign up for Patreon that. There's just going to be some really fun things with Patreon. One thing we're excited about that will be new and different for us is you're going to do a standalone podcast, like a 15-minute podcast that'll be a bonus where you talk about leadership and you talk about some things that are close to your heart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do those as well. And we're going to have one of those per month.
Yep.
And you will have access to those. It's just going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's time to do this, in my opinion. You know, I'm 57 and I can say that I've been in this internet, social media, podcast world for a second now. Now, we've just been doing this podcast. It'll be 3 years this coming November.
Crazy.
So we're launching a Patreon 3 years after doing this, and I think it's time.
I think it is, too. Yeah. It's been good.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us in this episode all about fall stuff we love. This is the stuff that's saving our life. It's keeping us afloat. That's making us happy right now.
Yes, it is.
So whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that
these are good days. This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.